Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is on some premium inkjet papers that I've recently tested here at Indian Hill Imageworks, and I thought I would share sort of my experience, my sort of thoughts and observations on these different papers, you know, which ones I like, which ones I don't like, and just sort of kick it around from there. First off, though, I think it's important to give a little bit of background information as to how this process got started, just sort of a variable that I think a lot of websites, when they do reviews on, you know, one inkjet paper versus another inkjet paper, neglect to mention. Okay, so first off, how did this all get started? Well, at Indian Hill Imageworks, for the past 4.5 years, we've used exclusively the DaVinci Fine Art Printing System. It's a 12-color, 54-inch wide printer made by Roland that is powered by software from Ergosoft. It's an amazing printing platform, yet it's not the fastest printing platform, and it also has a limitation of not being able to print on a lot of the new microporous Brita type papers. Handmade papers, matte surface papers, it's the king of the hill. But when it comes to printing on a lot of the new sort of glossy, darkroom looking papers, it has a limitation. After much soul searching, I decided, and sort of pocketbook looking at, I decided to bring in a Epson 9900 series printer. The reason I chose this printer is because the 9900, first off, gave me 44-inch width, which is fine for most of our jobs. Secondly, it's very fast, you know, very good screening technology. And thirdly, it also produces a hexachrome ICC. The DaVinci produces a hexachrome ICC, so I have lots of experience and lots of sort of testing data that I knew would transfer from the DaVinci to the 99. So, you know, I go out, I purchase the 99, I get it set up, and then I sort of sat back and thought, well, what kind of papers do I want to print on this printer? If I'm considering the DaVinci as a fine art printing platform for the purposes of printing on rare and handmade papers, you know, papers larger than 44 inches, you know, I'm going to tailor the 9900 series printer then for just the best of the best of the coated inkjet media. So I ordered up a lot of different papers from a lot of different manufacturers. And at the end of the day, you know, sort of settled on Canson, Hanamula, Crane as sort of the pinnacle of the best of the best of the coated inkjet papers. And then I started asking myself, well, what's going to be the best paper for the Brita look? And I decided that I would bring in what I have always considered to be the nicest Brita papers that I've ever seen and sort of do a side-by-side comparison. Now, this is sort of where I get into that variable that a lot of other websites don't talk about. I generate all of my profiles in-house. So I'm not using the CAN profiles that the manufacturers supply or, you know, the downloadable profile that a lot of websites give for free. These are custom profiles built by me to, you know, testing, based on testing that I've done. And as a result, they're unique. They look different in a lot of ways than what you get from, you know, once again, these free profiles. And a lot of websites neglect to mention that. You know, it's one thing if you're using the same printer and you're using the same paper, but the ICC is what ties everything together. So, you know, if somebody's using a really customized tweak.icc, of course, your results are going to vary to one degree or another when you go to print on that paper. So that's something you need to be aware of right now. And there is a big difference between a custom-built ICC and sort of a generic ICC. Additionally, the printing software that I work with, the Ergosoft software and its profiler, uses very sophisticated screening technology, very sophisticated abilities to control the printers in ways that, you know, the standard drivers don't allow you to do. So, you know, there are differences. But overall, you know, the information I'm about to give you will carry forward regardless of what software you use. You just need to realize that, you know, some of the really tweaked out results that I'm getting are a result of these custom ICCs. Okay, moving forward. What are the papers I decided to look at? Well, they are the Crane Silver Rag, which I beta tested many years ago, the Hanamule Photo Rag Pearl, the Hanamule Photo Rag Brita, and the Canson Platine. And one, the reason why I chose these particular papers is none of them have OBAs. I'm an absolute sort of against OBAs and papers. The Canson uses a carbon white pigment in the paper. The Hahnemühl papers use technologies very similar to what you'd have in a traditional Brita paper. So all of these papers are OBA free. And that's important also from the standpoint of generating ICC profiles. Papers that are really heavy packed with OBAs have a tendency of having a difficulty of getting a really great neutral profile. At least that's been my experience. So OBA free is for me. Okay, so I looked at these different papers and just sort of first some general observations. My two favorite papers with regards to just sort of the surface would be the Canson Platim and the Hahnemühl Photorag Brita. They're both absolutely beautiful. And the funny part is when I compare them to traditional gelatin silver, prints, which I have a lot of in my studio, in my opinion, somewhere in between the two looks the most like a darkroom print, But if I were to sort of say, well, what is the closest to a black and white paper, I would probably say the Hahnemühl Photorag Brita is the closest. Though the Platin is an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous surface, so I have to say I like both. The Crane to me is the least like a traditional darkroom paper, but it's very beautiful nonetheless. And the Pearl, it is different, and I really like it, but it's not sort of looking, in my opinion, like a traditional darkroom paper, though it's a very, very, very beautiful surface. So what you can see here is that, when it comes to sort of the surface quality of the prints, I like them all, but, it's subtle. And that's sort of where I guess this audio blog is going, is that in terms of looking at these papers sort of on a side-by-side, it's an awful lot of subtleties. There's no one paper, I guess, that in my mind is just a slam dunk over the other papers. This is all about degrees of, subtleties and, one's a little better here and one might be a little better there. So in terms of sort of overall surface quality, once again, the Hahnemühl Photorag Brita looks the most to me like a traditional black and white darkroom paper. Whereas the Platin, though, is a really close runner-up. It's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. In terms of feel, the Platin feels the most to me like a darkroom paper. The Hahnemühl Photorag Brita would be the second. The Photorag Brita is just a little bit stiffer. It does relax over time, but just in terms of just general feel in the hand, the Platin to me feels the most like a traditional darkroom paper. The other two paper stocks, the Silver Rag and the Pearl, they're just a little bit less than the other two. So once again, degrees of subtlety here. If you look at the gamut projection that I posted at the bottom of this article, it shows the ICC for these different papers overlaid on top of each other. And what you can see is they're all very similar. As a matter of fact, they're close enough that it would be almost indistinguishable in terms of a final print, in terms of the math at least, from one print to another. Yet there is a very different feel when you actually look at the ink on the paper, and I'll get into that in just a minute. One observation is that I noticed that the Hahnemühl papers don't like as much fluid as the Canson papers do. The Canson papers, especially when it comes to your light inks, like your light cyan and your light magenta, you can run that total ink much, much, much higher than you can on the Hahnemühl. The Hahnemühl has a tendency of over-inking because of all that fluid. Is this good? Is this bad? I don't know. It just depends how you make your profile. But if you are generating your own in-house ICCs, you might want to pull back a little bit on your light magentas and your light cyans if you're working on the Hahnemühl and realize that you can push those a little bit more on the Canson. But at the end of the day, based on the ICC profile renderings that I have below, you can see that they're the same. So, they're just using the fluid differently. But what I'm saying here is that there isn't sort of a one way of making an ICC that you're going to work with on all of these papers. Let's talk a little bit about the paper white. Let's talk about the white point of these different papers. The least white of all the papers, in my opinion, is the Crane Silver Rag. It's the one paper that at the end of the day, if you're really trying to go for sort of a nice white paper, it's the least white. It's a much warmer paper than all the other papers. The Hahnemühl Photorag Brita and the Platin are very similar. The Pearl's a little bit less than that, and then the Silver Rag is the least white. But they're all beautiful. They all have a really nice tonal quality to it. That the white point is very pleasing. It sort of depends sort of on what sort of look you want from a print, whether it's black and white or whether it's color. In terms of handling the papers in the machine, the most difficult one, in my opinion, is the Crane Silver Rag. And I've always sort of felt this way. It's a very thick sort of feeling paper. It's also the most expensive, I believe, of all of these papers. It's a very nice paper, but it's a little harder to handle. It's a little thicker, and sometimes it's a little more difficult to get to run through different machines. So let's talk a little bit about sort of the visual appearance of an image printed on these papers. Now, once again, these are all made from my custom in-house ICCs. So based on the way that I generate a profile, the most neutral of all of these papers were the Hanamules. And I know people can say, well, that's just the way you generate a profile. That's true, but I do a ring around sort of test. And based on the multiple profiles that I did for each paper stock, the Hanamule, time in again and again and again, made the most neutral profile. Now, I think it's important to sort of, you know, talk about what my degree of neutrality is. We're talking very neutral. We're talking borderline within the calibration of the Spectro itself. So, you know, we're talking dead neutral black and white. And the difference between, say, the Hanamule and the Canson is really only decimal points. So, you know, whether or not you actually can see the difference in that neutrality is debatable. The Canson, when I'm printing a black and white image using all the color inks on the Canson, the image is neutral. It doesn't have any sort of color shifts. But what I find is that it's just a little bit warmer. If for some reason the ink just has a little bit of a warmer appearance on that particular paper. Whereas on the Hanamule, it looks much more sort of neutral. I don't want to say cold tone, but it's much more sort of neutral. And when you lay the two side by side, you can see the subtle difference, but it's really subtle. You know, the average person, I showed these to a whole bunch of different photographers, and a lot of people had a hard time sort of telling the difference. That's how close these are. The Crane, just because of its warmer paper base, is the warmest of all of the prints. And if you lay a black and white image, you really do see the difference there compared to the others. But it's still very beautiful, especially if you sort of like a warmer tone black and white print. When it comes to printing color on these papers, they all do a fantastic job. Yet, of course, you know, a whiter paper is going to produce, you know, cleaner colors, sort of more accurate colors. All these papers have an ability of producing a tremendous dynamic range. The black L value for all of my profiles is somewhere between 3 and 4. So it's very low. It has, you know, these papers really, when you sit down and you really sort of make that customized, ultimate, tweaked out profile, really can bring an awful lot to the table. I mean, I was sort of blown away, as a matter of fact, as to how good these papers looked with these tweaked ICCs on the 9900. In terms of what is my favorite paper at the end of the day, what is the one that I'm going to use as my in-house stock paper? Well, to be honest, it's really two. I've sort of settled on the Hanamule of Photo Rag Berita. I love that paper. It's going to be one of my absolute go-to papers, as well as the Canson Platine. These papers to me are so good, and the ICCs that I've generated for both of them are so good that for my own works, I can almost indistinguishably use the two just based on maybe subtle surface differences that I want, or if I'm doing a black and white, if I want it to be a whisker warmer than perhaps the other. And it's the kind of thing that I would show a client sample prints on both side by side, and they could sort of choose. I'm that happy with both of those two papers. The Silver Rag for me is not one that I'll probably continue to work on. I have some in stock. I'll still continue to use it till I run out. But to me, it's more expensive. It's a little bit warmer. And I don't know. I happen to like the surfaces of the other two papers better. The Pearl is very interesting. But when I compare the Pearl to the Platine, I happen to like the Platine just a little bit more. I think it has just a slightly better sort of visual quality to it. But it's a fantastic paper. And if I have some in stock, I would absolutely offer it to a client without reservation. But this also brings me to one last part about this talk, and that is on manufacturer quality. All of these paper companies that I've just mentioned, from Hanamule to Canson to Crane, are all top shelf papers. These truly are the best of the best of paper manufacturers. Yet, as we all know, everything has variability, and as a result, every company, no matter how good they are, no matter how dialed in their process is, are going to have manufacturing problems from time to time. The problem that I have is that these manufacturing problems, in a lot of cases, are left on the shoulders of the working photographer. And this, once again, has happened to every single paper manufacturer. Hahnemühle had a problem recently and where they had some black specks in a lot of the fine art Brita paper. And if you just Google this, you'll come up with volumes upon volumes of people talking about this. The bad batches have been identified, and all of the new papers that are coming through, you know, sort of the supply line have been fixed. They are new batches, and the problem is no longer there. The problem is that some of that old bad paper is still out there. And Hahnemühle is not the only company that does this, and I really have to sort of emphasize that. But there's a real problem in the industry where if there's a defective product, companies let it sit out there until it's sold off. And as a result, photographers are stuck having to print on paper that's defective. In my mind, if there's a product that a company makes and they know it's bad, they know the lot number that's bad, they need to do a recall for all that product. Now, I know that's expensive and I know that's costing the companies a lot of money, but to be honest, I don't care because I'm buying this particular paper for my work and I want the paper to be right. I don't want to have to buy a paper product that has already been identified as being wrong, and yet they're just trying to sell it off because they don't want to lose the money on it. I have a real problem with that. And once again, almost every single paper manufacturer I've ever worked with, and all the ones that I've listed, have had problems at one time or another with a particular run. Yet you never hear about any of them stepping up to the plate and bringing the product back. And I have a real problem with that. As a matter of fact, the Hahnemühle paper that I bought, the 44-inch roll that I bought, is, you know, one of the defective lot numbers. And it really sort of irked me when it showed up because they said, you know what, that should not be sold. That lot number should have been pulled by Hahnemühle back from all of its dealers, and it should not be on the shoulders of the photographers to have to deal with these problems. Now, having said that, I've looked at a lot of the paper, and the imperfections are very small that were within those damaged lot numbers. You know, there are a couple little tiny black specks here and there. They don't really bother me, but when I do see one, it does sort of annoy me just a little bit. I also have another roll of the Hahnemühle that's not one of the bad numbers, and it's flawless. So hopefully this is something that we can put behind us. But I am sort of, you know, trying to get through here to all the companies who make these particular papers that this is something that has to stop. If you're going to make top shelf papers, if you're going to charge top dollar for your papers, you need to stand behind that paper. And if there's a problem, fix it. Don't leave it on the shoulders of the photographers. So these are just my thoughts. At the end of the day, to quickly recap, the two papers that I would go to, though, day in and day out, you know, if I'm looking for sort of the Brita darkroom paper, based on all the tests that I've done and all the ICCs and all the sample prints, would be the Canson Platine and the Hahnemühle Photo Reg Brita. You know, I just think they're the best of the best. Slightly underneath that would be the Hahnemühle Pearl, and slightly underneath that would be the Crane Silver Rag. Take a look at the ICCs, but what I want to say is what I've always said here in the Fidgeter Revolution. I've just given you this information. Now you need to go out and you need to do your tests. You need to do your own experiments, you know, to determine what you like. So if any one of these papers are something that you're interested in, get yourself a small sample pack and try it and see if it works for you. Because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.